This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
And it's that time of the year again. We're within a week or so of the Independence Day Spectacular and our biggest celebration of the year. We love liberty so much, and when we talk 4th of July and Independence Day, we really go to the origin, and Jonathan E. Moore knows that as well as anybody. My good buddy, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Welcome back, Jonathan. You ready for the sacred fire of liberty?
I am, and you know, this always comes to mind when the 4th of July comes around. It's something that a lot of people may not focus on, but on Staten Island, when the Declaration of Independence had just been issued and the Continental soldiers were for the first time being read the content of it, they raced down the end of Staten Island after they heard the Declaration of Independence, approached the statue of George III on horseback that was there, knocked it over, melted the statue into mini balls, which were then used to shoot at the redcoats. And what a magnificent thing. That was the start of much activity celebrating what is truly an enormous achievement in world history. Never before or never since has there been such an incredible achievement as the Declaration of Independence, a statement of fundamental truths about life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, and that all men are created equal and they're entitled to equal justice under law. And, you know, all the remonstrances against the king for abusing those liberties. It's a magnificent thing. And it for any person who is interested in chucking off the shackles of excessive government, the Declaration of Independence remains the primary lodestone to turn to describe a movement for freedom. So it's a great, people should look at the Declaration of Independence often, but they should certainly look at it at the time of the July 4th celebration. And
of course, it would be another decade before the Constitution was written and ratified fully. And anything in the Constitution that nullified what was said in the Declaration of Independence?
Not at all. The Constitution really is a natural complement to the Declaration of Independence, because the Declaration depends upon the recreation of just governments, which are governments instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, and that's described in the Declaration. The Constitution is just exactly that government. It has prescription of precisely what powers are delegated to the federal government. All other powers are said to be reserved to the people and to the states, and with the addition of a Declaration of Independence, it adds a fortification that these rights, not an exclusive listing, but a partial listing of rights,
right,
are protected against government. That the purpose of the Bill of Rights is to protect these rights against government. Mm-hmm. And So it limits government again. And that promise, which the that parchment creates, has been violated over the years. But
tremendously.
But it's because it is still there. It's like a beacon to all people who love liberty to return to it and reestablish a constitutional republic here in the United States again.
And yet, not far from Staten Island, somewhere near Manhattan or Long Island, a woman ran for Congress, defeated a 10-term Democrat, and she's a socialist. I'm like, okay, I just don't think these millennials, again, I don't mean to generalize, but a lot of them calling for socialism have no earthly idea what they're asking for, nor do they understand the origination point of this country and the Declaration of Independence, nor its Constitution, which guaranteed a Republican form of government, and definitely socialism is not that.
Well, they stretched the rubber band to the breaking point. They've gone so far to the left, they snapped off the end. And the nice thing about that is that the more they do this, the more, in this case, the person who is reputed to be the successor to Pelosi as the future Speaker of the House, now Minority Leader, that person's gone. So we have Pelosi again. Pelosi's a nut. And most people recognize that, both liberals and conservatives. So what they've done is effectively locked themselves into a nut ward. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, now this Democratic socialist who is a charming person, but
we have a recommendation from one of our viewers that says she should go to Venezuela for a couple of months, then come back and see how socialist she wants to be.
that's good advice.
Good advice.
Yeah,
all right.
Don't preach socialism from the mountaintop. Live under it and see what you think of it then.
Yeah, I think that would be a requirement. If you want to run as a socialist, you have to go find a socialist country, live there for a significant period of time, then come back and tell us how great it is. All right. Now, speaking of the Constitution, you know, we talked about enumerated powers. Which branches of government could do what or not do what? One of them is the judiciary, the judicial branch. Right now in the news, the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court's interesting because people are freaking out about it because they believe that, you know, if their guy or gal doesn't get on, it's the end of the world. Granted, I don't want communists and socialists dictating interpreting the Constitution in their favor. But ultimately, would we and should we allow, because the Supreme Court has gotten things wrong in the past, in the 20th century, a lot, to allow the federal government to dictate to itself what it can and can't do? Again, it seems to violate those limited powers that were granted to it at the origin point. So this is a dilemma.
Well, since Marbury versus Madison and the creation of federal judicial review of the laws of Congress, the Supreme Court has served as an important check. While it has gotten things wrong and while it has ushered in protection time and again for the abuses of the regulatory state and has defended the expansion of government since the so-called switch in time that saved nine, the court packing plan response of the Supreme Court, we have seen nonetheless certain people like Justice Gorsuch who have been there to defend the Constitution. And Anthony Kennedy has an interesting record and is a brilliant Supreme Court justice, but I believe his replacement will likely be more of a defender of conservative principles that animate the Constitution. We want someone who will defend the intended meaning of the Constitution and will not shy away from doing so despite exigencies of modernity. It's up to the people to modify or change the Constitution by amendment, but there should be never a usurpation of power by the court or by any individual to change the nature of our government. That, of course, has happened. There have been many limitations on power intended to be a part of the Constitution and the doctrines interpreting it, which have given way to a headstrong movement to expand government. That has been our greatest loss in liberty has been as a result of that very thing.
Jonathan, you know, the Supreme Court has for a long time now deferred to government agencies, like you intimated, that they were being given greater deference than those who would challenge it. And I think I'm sensing that Trump doesn't want people on the court to do that. He wants them, everybody's got to make their case. Don't automatically assume the FDA's telling the truth or is in the righteous position. Is that a sense you have as well?
Well, yes, and I think that this Supreme Court has made some decisions in the advent of Gorsuch's nomination, which is helping to redefine the nature of administrative law, redefine the nature of the role of administrative courts, making them more like Article III courts, more independent of the administrative agencies. These movements, albeit in incremental decisions of the last 6 months, are nonetheless a positive direction that will likely be accelerated by the addition of yet another Gorsuch-like justice to the Supreme Court, which I think will be a tremendous advantage. It will guard the Constitution in many respects for the next 20 years and help reorient law so that freedom is protected and so that the administrative state is brought into more responsibility for its actions so that it is taken to task in the courts, whereas up to this point there has been such huge deference accorded by the Supreme Court to the administrative state that it's very hard, in fact, to win. And it's very hard, you know, you have a better chance of winning when cases are brought through the judicial system than you do in spades when cases are brought through the administrative courts and the rulemaking processes of the agencies. So that is wrong. I mean, you shouldn't have these proxies given less scrutiny than regular Article III courts decisions by the district courts.
I tell you, if he's not going to pick Judge Andrew Napolitano for the court, I like Senator Mike Lee. I think he's constitutionally driven and grounded more so than most.
I think we're going to see he's got some great advisors there. The list that he has that he made public has on it jurists who are just impeccable. They have brilliant credentials. They're fantastic defenders of the Constitution, and I think he can't go wrong. He's stated his intention to once again draw from that list. He has a good group that's helping advise him on the best picks. I think he's going to choose somebody who is like Gorsuch in their pedigree and in their commitment to a limited federal republic, to the Constitution, first and foremost. So I think we're in good shape.
Well, if I could nominate Jonathan Emord to the bench there at the Supreme Court level, I would, only if he'd still be able to show up every week to do the sacred fire of liberty.
There you go, Robert.
All right, well, we got a lot more to discuss than we have time to discuss it, so we're going to try and dive in. What was this union decision? A win for the First Amendment? Freedom of speech? Association? Of religion? Wow. Could that be on the way back? We'll talk with Jonathan Emord. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Edition. Check it out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Belcher.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that government workers, let's find out if it's more than that, can't be forced to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. And we know the repercussions for the left-leaning Democratic collectivist party. But what is it? Because they were supposedly stomping on a previous Supreme Court decision, Jonathan. Explain what went on here.
Well, the Supreme Court had for many years operated under a doctrine that permitted the forced payment of union dues even by non-union members, despite their claims that violated their freedom of association and their freedom of speech. You see, when a union requires you to pay dues, even though you don't want to be in the union, what it's effectively doing is requiring you to pay for support, the position of the union, which is a speech matter, as well as associate with the union when you wish not to have any association whatsoever. Yet state laws and even federal law oftentimes protected a requirement by the unions to compel people to pay union dues even if they were not members of the dues of the union.
Of the union, yeah.
So what the Supreme Court has decided in this context with government unions is that government unions may not compel a person to pay union dues in support of a union position or the union itself that they wish not to be associated with. So you have a freedom right against this government action, which is to compel you to pay for the union, even if you are not a union member. That has been struck down in favor of the First Amendment, freedom of association. And in addition, there is a freedom of speech component, which is undoubtedly strong, that you should not, you know, your primary purpose to not associate with a union is most frequently because you don't believe what the union stands for and you don't have to pay for that. So that's now protected.
This is not a ruling that bans unions, though. I mean, that's not. It's just talking about membership. You can't be forced to become a member or pay for dues when you're not a member at all and don't want to be.
Right. I mean, imagine the situation was this. Imagine you broadly adopted this principle that the government can compel you to associate with things that you don't want. Well, my goodness, you'd have Obamacare. Well, that same principle exists in Obamacare, compelling you to associate with private parties who advocate, who have an insurance program that you may or may not want to have anything to do with, and you can't set the terms. So that's a forced association in violation of your freedom of association precisely because it's government action compelling you to do it. It also violates the Commerce Clause. But anything that results in coercion to make you become affiliated with an organization that is an organization of advocacy, like unions are, necessarily violates your freedom of association and freedom of speech. And it's quite good to see the Supreme Court finally come to that determination, which is going to bear fruit, beneficial fruit, for hundreds of thousands of people across the country who have long wanted to get out of any involvement with unions. They now can put that money to the uses and associations they wish without the necessity of kowtowing to a government proxy, in this case, government unions.
Well, back to the Supreme Court here, obviously a decision that they made. Not too long ago, Justice Roberts was the swing vote in keeping Obamacare alive by doing some kind of gyrations and gymnastics and yoga that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, I was very disappointed but not surprised that that was a position by Justice Roberts, because I had argued a case before Justice Roberts on the D.C. Circuit panel years ago, and I was kind of really nonplussed by the decision that came out of the panel and could not understand why they wouldn't adhere to principles that I thought were critical to defend the right of people, in that case, to access substances that, and information about substances that were for a benign condition. And nonetheless, so I wasn't surprised that he behaved that way. I was greatly disappointed, and I didn't predict it. But when it happened, I wasn't surprised that he was the one who caused Obamacare to be upheld as legal. I must say, Justice Kennedy strongly against that and believed that it violated the Commerce Clause and was quite right about that. Mm-hmm. He opposed the Obamacare decision that Roberts became the swing vote as opposed to Kennedy.
I still have questions about pharmaceutical history with Justice Roberts as to why somebody could have predicted that he might have made that crazy decision that he did on that. But anyway, Trump's doing his level best without the help of Congress still to overturn Obamacare by removing its teeth. That's okay. That's something. All right, we'll talk a little bit of immigration, constitutional perspectives, and as it relates to the kids that they say are being abused, what about the ones that are abused here at home by CPS?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hi, each week at this time, we do a very special hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's known as the Sacred Fire of Liberty. With our good buddy, our good friend, our pal, the FDA Dragon Slayer, he's known as, Jonathan Emord, EMORD.com. Linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Author of a number of books, including Restore the Republic, as well as, in terms of the freedom of speech related to dietary supplements. You wrote the book on tyranny, The Rise of Tyranny.
Right. The rise of tyranny, global censorship of health information, freedom technology and the First Amendment, and restore the republic.
Yeah, all recommended texts here, and I hope you would read them all. Now, folks, when we dive into constitutional issues, look, reasonable people can disagree about things. That's, you know, debate is healthy. Our founding fathers had debates all of the time, going and digging deep, you know, and it ended up coming up with a pretty darn amazing document from Declaration of Independence, getting ready to celebrate that on July 4th, and to the Constitution. Now, a lot of things have happened since then. We have a lot of people that have lost their way because I believe the government indoctrination centers, those are known as government or public schools, no longer teach individual liberty. They teach forms of collectivism, and they praise socialism and even communism. They have no earthly idea. Somehow, they've forgotten history. Even the history teacher's not teaching it. So we've got a problem. We've got a big problem. Now, on the immigration front, the controversy over the past few weeks has been, my gosh, Trump is a terrorist, right? They're called, any name they can call him, because these families, maybe they're families, maybe they're not, coming in, crossing the border illegally, and some of these children are separated from their parents, or maybe they're not even their parents. I don't know. Now, granted, as a dad, I don't want to be separated from my kids, but I'm not also entering another country illegally with my children. I think it's unreasonable to think that you should be hugged and coddled if you're doing that. Now, the real hypocrisy comes from within our borders when doctors would weigh in on the subject and say, yeah, Trump's evil. Not that it was even his policy. This existed during the Obama years. And they would ignore the fact that American children are being abused by Child Protective Services, being taken from their children, taken from their parents, ripped out of the family's arms because of what they call medical abuse or neglect. And then they end up in foster care under the state auspices, and now they are now entered into experimental pharmaceutical experiments. This is not something I'm making up. It's documented, as well as child trafficking. Some children are absolutely disappearing through CPS scenarios. So we got it bad domestically. I think this is a red herring. I'm not saying that there's no problem at the border, Jonathan, but I always like to put a bigger perspective on this.
Well, look, you have to have a border. I agree with Donald Trump. You must have a border. Look, We're at risk of having terrorists come across that southern border, across the northern border, and no doubt they have, and no doubt there are sleeper cells that are still in this country, and that many of those people have come in either through one illegal means or another, and we need to protect our borders, and we need to make sure that they can't come in. We need to prevent that from being an obvious choice, which it is now. And in addition to that, we've got MS-13 coming across the border. We have illicit drug trafficking. We have bad people who commit crimes in the United States and go back across the border to seek refuge. And we've got sanctuary cities and sanctuary states which protect them while they're here so they don't have to go back. The whole thing is a mess. And it starts, what you have to start this with is a clear border. You have to start with a border that you can protect against illegal entry. And then, of course, you need a system for immigration that is just and fair, but that allows into this country people who, based on their merits, will provide value and improve the quality of this country economically. Another thing we don't want to do is have a massive quantity of impoverished people come into the United States and add to the welfare rolls. I'm not saying that poor people can't come in. If they're here to perform work and will not go on the welfare rolls, great. But that has to be done in an orderly way. We have to know who's coming into this country. We have to know their backgrounds. We have to know what skills they have. And we have to know whether or not they're going to add to the value of this nation or detract from it. And that has to be the sober realization of whether they're allowed in here or not. We cannot be the welfare agent for the world.
Yes. Well, and as I said earlier about like the socialists running for Congress or that one on the Democratic side up in New York, what about those that want open borders? My argument is, all right, take in some recent immigrants into your home. Take in more. Take in even more. Don't even ask them any questions about, you know, what they're here for or if they can contribute and help you with chores, much less anything to pay for what they're going to get from you by living in your house. Why is there such a cognitive dissonance on this issue, as if there's an unlimited ability to take in everybody around the world? Granted, we're a nation of immigrants. We go back in the history. We can track back. I have immigrants. I wasn't here, although on my wife's side, it goes all the way back to the Jamestown society. So we do on one side of my family go all the way back to the dawning of America or prior to it. But the idea here is, if you wouldn't do it in your own home, why would you expect everybody to do it or your country to do it?
That's right. And we must protect the lives, the liberty, and the property of Americans. And if you are not an American citizen, we should not allow you to come in here and take away from that protection by virtue of the fact that we have not screened you to see if you're a criminal. We have not prevented you from coming in when your intent is to commit an act of terror. We have not prevented you from coming in when it is your intent to be a drug dealer or to traffic in people and make sex slaves, in that trafficking. These things are happening. They're not hypotheticals. They're actually happening with people coming across the border. Not all of them, perhaps not even most of them, but a significant minority of them. So we have to distinguish. We have to have a system that distinguishes. And if you choose to come across illegally rather than to stand in line to come in through the laws of this United States, you've already established that you have a contempt for the laws of this country, that you're not willing to follow them. And that's enough for me to kick you out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think, you know, we do need an orderly system of allowing people in and to know who they are. We need that because we live in an age of terrorism. We need to be able to distinguish who's bad. We need to be able to, first and foremost, protect our people's lives and their liberty and their property against the threats that the world poses.
Right, and it's not America any more than any other country. I mean, any country would want to say, hey, our people first. Then if we have the opportunity to help, I mean, the United States has been all over the world helping when needed. At the same time. But let me transition, because the immigration thing is fascinating, but I want to get your take on the Trey Gowdy questioning Rod Rosenstein today. And explain to our listeners, because we have listeners all over the world, England, etc., observing this Trump-Russia scam or scandal that isn't real, it's trumped up, quite honestly, for the most part here, and this ongoing investigation seemingly without end.
Well, we have what now very clearly appears to have been an investigation started by somebody, Strzok is his last name pronunciation, who is a avowedly rabid anti-Trump person who thought it appropriate, his role, to stop Donald Trump from being president by apparently creating grounds for his impeachment, and to do so through the use of agents that were attempting to induce Trump people to commit crimes or to collude with the Russians. They were actually setting up the circumstances to cause that to happen. They didn't brief the president on the risk, on the presidential candidate Trump, on the risk of Russian collusion, only the other side. They used these proxies to try to induce Trump to make payments that would be indicative of collusion. He did none of it. Each of these attempts resulted in utter failure on their part. But in today's hearing, Trey Gowdy, who's really quite excellent, I'm sorry to hear that he's retiring from Congress, but he grilled Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
And in particular, see, Rosenstein is the Assistant Attorney General who oversees the operation, including the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And what I thought was quite brilliant was Rosenstein, he put him on the spot, he explained to him the bias that this whole thing originated out of, and then he said, look, you've spent so much time, over a year on all of this, and you've got nowhere, it's time to wrap this thing up. And I thought it's really worth listening to Trey Gowdy's presentation to Rosenstein to get a quick encapsulation of what an absurd thing this Mueller investigation is, and how outrageous it is. They've gone way off the beaten path. They were supposed to be looking at Russia's influence into the election, and instead they're desperately seeking some little crumb that they might be able to argue as an act of obstruction of justice to support a conclusion that Donald Trump should be impeached. And it just ain't there. They don't have it. That's why it's taken them so long. They can't find it.
So, Jonathan, besides ripping Rosenstein in this hearing, what accountability is there? You know, is there any made to account for this ongoing investigation that just seems to be a witch hunt?
Well, the accountability is Congress, and Congress needs to call these people to task. In fact, if there is any evidence of illegality or suspected illegality, as there might be, including obstruction of justice on the part of some of these folks working for Mueller, and perhaps by Mueller himself, if he was cognizant of the bias and violation of conflict of interest laws, they ought to grill him on that. They should bring before the Congress, the committee, Mueller, they brought Rosenstein, and they should grill them in detail and find out what's going on and basically wrap this thing up themselves. If I was a member of Congress here, what I would do is I would go through and demand Mueller produce his goods. Tell us what you've got. If you have to have a closed session, do it. We want you to account. Do you have proof that the President of the United States is in violation of any law? Let's get it done now. We want the report now. We're not going to keep financing this nonsense. Give us what you've got.
All right, well, this could lead, some are worried, to a civil war. Is it more of a war of words or an actual taking up of arms? And if it is, who are the angry ones? Who are the violent ones? It seems to be the people on the left. But since they're against guns or the Second Amendment, what are they going to do? Throw rocks at us? We'll find out after this break with Jonathan Emord.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right here on TC at our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and YouTube. Yesterday's YouTube got temporarily banned. No, not because we were controversial, but apparently one of the requests we had was for a Paul Simon tune, and apparently that was copyrighted. They said, ah, so we had to delete it. It's back up. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast on YouTube, it's back again. Now, wrapping it up on Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord, I wanted to get to this last article here that I wanted to cover with you. This is about fears of civil war. 31% now say they're worried that there will be a civil war coming in the United States. Now, in the next 5 years, they predict. Now, if we go back to understanding what happened in our own civil war, there are a lot of complicating factors. I do not believe it was a war against slavery. That was one of the issues, but that wasn't the primary issue. There were issues of terrorists from the industrial north to the agrarian, agricultural south. There was a lot of things going on well beyond the issue of slavery. And it ultimately led to the South saying, you know what, we want to secede. Based on what I asked you earlier, the Declaration of Independence, which part of it says, you know, the right of, I guess it's the people, you to alter or abolish it, right? If it doesn't serve your ends anymore. There was that freedom to say, you know what, we're out of here. And then they say, well, that was solved because the North beat the South. It's like, well, a war, yeah, you win a war, but does it change the fundamental founding principles on the right to self-determination? For instance, California. They want to break up into three states because a lot of people are tired of what's gone on there. You know, the right of the people for self-determination. I'm just throwing it out there as a thought as we talk about not the inevitability of a new civil war, but the realities of the freedom that might precede it.
Well, I think that this idea that the current frenzy on the left, which is causing a small number of people to be thoroughly obnoxious, even breaking the law by harassing members of the Trump administration, that's not indicative of anything close to a civil war, because most Americans are not involved with that. Most Americans are opposed to it. It's not. You've got a small fraction. I mean, you might have riots, and we've seen those in the 60s. You have discontent over government policies, and they express themselves sometimes with protests. But that's part of the normal functioning of a democratic republic, where people are given the freedom to dissent. I don't see in that anything comparable to what happened in the American Civil War or what could happen in a Civil War context where people unite into distinct groups. I know there are, we have very distinct political views, but that's not unusual. It's been common in our history to have that. The distinction is that in the Civil War, the people of the South did not think they could continue to exist, and have their way of life respected. They could not exist economically, and they could not have their way of life respected unless the institution of slavery and their whole social structure, which was in no small measure dependent upon an agrarian society, was protected against tariffs, against the rise of the industrial state in the North, and against efforts to abolish slavery, which in the advent of the cotton gin had become a lucrative thing. Most people in the South didn't have slaves, but the institution of slavery they understood to be an economic benefit, and so they wished it to be perpetuated. And so it is that a whole society was at odds with another society. The people of the South were as different to the people of the North at that time as you could imagine. And both were intensely interested in opposite objectives, which expressed themselves in a deadlock in Congress, where the South would not only not support bills that were desired by the North, but were at a point where if those bills passed, they would not enforce them. They would not honor them. Mm-hmm. So we are a far cry from that situation.
Yeah, I agree. The way the media portrays it, it's the end of the world as we know it. If it's for ratings or if they're just a bunch of wimpy wonkas, either way. Decentralization is a good idea, though. Our founding fathers understood that. The Articles of Confederation, loose confederation of states, then a more perfect union under the Constitution. But still, 50 experiments at this point. More freedom to the states and the people, less likelihood of the need for what they're calling a civil war. Jonathan, my friend, thanks for another rockin' Sacred Fire of Liberty.
You bet, Robert.
All right, the power to heal politically is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0400. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.